The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Samechtet. Today's daf has been studied in the Mishpat, Marat Zekanati, Yafa Batzara, Ve'lu Nishmat, Abraham Ben Espiru, Hashem Tiricham B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for us, Shalom Moshe Medina. In the Refana Lo, for the Nevich, for the Guf, for the Tanker, for the Tukar, for the Bechinyan, for the Mahat. Amen. We are on Samechtet Amud Rishon. And Refuah Shlema, Chaim ben Zahava ve Garaz, Bat Simcha. Ela Refana Lahem, for the nefesh or for the guf, for them. Kerabat Lavichin, also for them. We begin today's daf on Samechtet Amud Rishon. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. We learned the name of Yohanan Gazal. Velonet Yeshua Be'alim, and the owners did not make Yush yet. Shnehem Enam Yicholim Nagdish. Neither the owner nor the ganav can make hekdesh. Ze lefi she'eno shelo. The ganav, because it's not his. Veze lefi she'eno b'reshuto. And the owner, because it's not in his possession. That was the shita of Rabbi Yohanan. Umi amar Rabbi Yohanan ache. Did indeed Rabbi Yohanan say such a thing? Amar Rabbi Yohanan halaka kistam mishnah. Rabbi Yohanan has a general rule in Shas. He always is posek like Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah, which means the nameless Mishnah. He's posek. But nobody argues on that Mishnah. He's posek like Stam Mishnah. Utnan, we have a Stam Mishnah that says, Kerem Rebai. That's what? That's the fruit of the fourth year that has Kedusha. It has Kedusha until you make Pidyon on it. What did they used to do, the farmers, in order to protect the people that it might come and eat from the Kerem Rebai? So they wanted to put a siman on their trees to let the people know, don't eat from this. This tree is Kodesh. So Kerem Reba'i, Hayu Metzayinin Oto B'Kizuzot Adama. They would put like pieces of dirt, of the Adama, of earth, and they would put it on the Kerem Reba'i, so the people would know that this is special. Simana, what's a Siman? Ki Adama, like Adama. Ma Adama Ikahana Amine. Which means, just like the Adama, after you plow, and after you plant, and after you do all the works of the Adama, you benefit from it. Right, like planting a ground. So to over here, the Kerem Reva'i, after you make pidyon on it, it's also able to have hana'a. But at least the people that were walking by, when they saw the Adama on this tree, they knew already, oh, this is special. The tree, this is like the tree of the Adama. Just like Adama, it's shayakht of hana'a after you work it, you could benefit from the ground. So to over, this is a type of tree that's Kerem Reva'i, that after you make pidyon, you can benefit. What else did they do? Vishal Orla Beharasit. The trees of Orla, that's the first 3 years, they would put cheres, like pottery. Simana keharasit. Maharasit she'en hana'amina. Afay delit behana'amine. Just like cheres, there's no benefit you get from cheres, kli cheres. So to Orla, there's no benefit. Which means there's no pidyon on Orla. Orla is asur b'hana'a b'echlet. For the siman that they would put on the tree was something that's also an item that you do not have any hana'a mine. V'shel kevarot. When it came to kevarot, graves, how did they mark the graves? B'seed, in white limestone. Simana d'chivar ka'atzamot. It's white like bones. Just like the bones of the deceased are white, so too they would smear it with white limestone. And they would pour a lot of limestone all over the grave and around. So it can be very white in order that it should stand out. This that we said, that they used to make all these simanim on the Netar Reba'i and on the Orla. When did they used to make these simanim? Bashevi'it. During the year of the Shemitah, the Hefker Ninu. Also, the problem was we were concerned that people, wayfarers, are going to go by and they're going to pluck from the trees. Because they're allowed to pluck from the trees. Because it's Hefker. And therefore, they had to put a siman. Hey, this is Orla. Hey, this is Netar Reba'i. Because we don't want the people that are going to take it. We're not talking about thieves over here. Aval b'shav shene shavua. But during the rest of the times of the Shemitah years, that's not non-Shemitah years, halayiteu la rasha v'yamot. Let the Rasha take it and let him die. Which means you're a Ganav. I have to not worry about the Ganavim, that then they shouldn't eat Orla. I have to worry about the Ganavim, they shouldn't eat Neta Reba'i. Already you're going to be a thief. You're a Rasha. That's it. You dug your own grave. Halitel Rasha Ve'yamot. That's the Shita of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. This whole deen of making Simanim was only said during the year of the Shemitah when there was Hefker. Oh, Hefker, then you already have to take care of the people. You don't want to bring a stumbling block. That Sinu'in. Oh, we learned this on yesterday's daf. The Sinu'in, the modest people, the Hasidim, what did they do? They would take money and they would put it on the side and they would say, "Kol anilqat mizeh mechulal ala ma'ot alalu." Kol anilqat, which means when the ganav is going to pluck the fruit from the tree, this neta reva'i, let's say, so this money over here is already its pidyon. So basically, they were going to fix the fruit for the ganav. They didn't want the ganav to be over eating neta reva'i. So they would put money on the side. They would say, when the guy takes, steals the neta reva'i, plucks it, when it's in his hand, shenil kat, ashab yeh mechulal al ma'ot elu. Oh, v'chite, so what do you see over here? So this shita over here is a mishnah, and this is a stam mishnah, and the stam mishnah is telling us, in the Tanakama, the stam mishnah is telling us that what? That they did not put the money on the side. That was only Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel gave his chiddush of putting the money on the side. But the Stam Mishnah doesn't subscribe to this business over here, because how could you do such a thing? Why? It's in somebody else's hand. Once it's in somebody else's hand, how am I able to make pidyon? Just like we have a whole question. I cannot make cake dish when it's in somebody else's hand. Correct? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan give me a rule? Let's go slow. Rabbi Yochanan gave me a rule, and he said, when I steal something, so now none of us can make kik dish. Ze biglash she'eno shelo. Veze she'eno b'reshuto. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. But what do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan, you're the one that was posek like Stam Mishnah. And we have a Stam Mishnah over here. And what does it say? That the Tzinu'in allowed me to make pidyon even though it was in somebody else's hands. Meaning, when the ganav plucks it off the tree, I'm going to use this money now. What do you mean? How could you do something of a pidyon, let's say, when it's in somebody else's hands? You see what? That you can make hekdesh, even though it's not in your reshut. And Rabbi Yochanan, you are posek like Stam Mishnah. And this Stam Mishnah is mashma, that it's okay. So the chaurat sestira. V'chi tema mantanat sinu'in Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Oh, which means maybe you're going to tell me that it's not a Stam Mishnah. Maybe Tzinu'in is actually Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Which means the Mishnah said, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Devkenin, right? And we thought Tzinu'in is a separate Mishnah. No, maybe Tzinu'in is Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel talking. Now, if it's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel talking, it's not a Stam Mishnah anymore. There's a name to it. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan always forsake to Stam Mishnahs. But maybe Tzinu'in is a bunch of Rabban Gamliel. The Gemara says, Ve'amar Rabba, Bar Bar Hanna Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Sheshana Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel B'Mishnatenu. We have a rule. Any time that Rashbag gives us a halakha in the Mishnah, halakha kemoto. Except for three places. Chutz, Me'arev, that's a deen over there that Rashi quotes the sorcerer, but doesn't tell us the deen. It's in Get Pashut and Baba Batra, that talks about being a certain type of guarantor. Vitzidon, that was a certain place over there, that they had a deen over there, a certain situation in Sidon. V'ra'ayah chavra, that's a case where a person brings a ra'ayah after the psak deen was already given. In any event, Rabban Shimon had a shita in those three things. We don't follow Rabban Shimon Gamliel in those three cases. In the case of Harev, Tzidon, and Dayah, but everywhere else, we hold like him. So then the question is, how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on Rashbag? What's the argument? Let's get the stira. You told me, Rabbi Yochanan, a guy steals an item, the owner cannot make a hekdesh. Why? It's not in his reshut. But at the same time, Rabban Shimon Gamliel said that the Tzinu'in used to make a pidyon, even though the fruit already was in the ganav's hands. So we're assuming it's the same mechanics, that just like you can make pidyon when it's in somebody else's hands, so therefore you can make a hekdesh as well. How could Rabbi Yochanan go against Rashbag when we said halakha kimoto b'mishnah? So Gemara comes along and says, Amre, lo tema kol hanilqat mizeh, ela ema kol hamitlaket mizeh. Change the statement. Don't learn it after it's plucked. Say already we're doing it before it's plucked, while it's still allowed to shoot. Oh, it's not already good. Because once it leaves it to shoot, then it cannot, it's out of you to shoot. You cannot make a kiddush, you cannot make a jod. It'll come a mit like it. Before it's plucked, we'll make the pigeon. Very good. Now she says, kol amit lakit sha'ati din lilkot. Good. Future item. Comes the Gemara to me, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Ache. Oh, did indeed Rabbi Yohanan say this? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Tzinu'in, V'Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Echad. Whatever the Lord of Tzinu'in is, that we just read, and Rabbi Dosa, which we're going to read now, they're both saying the same thing, basically. Okay. Oh, and we know what Rabbi Dosa said. And he was talking about Nilkat after the item was already plucked. In what context? Netanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda, so we're talking about a case over here of Leket, Shecha, and Pe'ah. Basically, you have to leave certain entitlements to the Aniyim. Depends how much falls. If a bundle of two falls, you leave it for the Aniyim. A bundle of three falls, that's considered the Balabayats. What happened was, there was some unscrupulous Aniyim, that they would take stuff that even does not belong to them. Stuff that's not really Leket, Shecha, Upe'ah. So there was certain Balabatim, Tzenu'im, they didn't want the Ani to be Over on Gezim. So what they would do is, they would make all the stuff that fell Hefker. Okay? In order that they shouldn't be over. And then the Mefarshim explained, they didn't have to say Hefker, they could have just been Mohel them. Mm-hmm. But the reason why they made it Hefker is because we have a law that says Leket Shechal Pas Patur from Terumot and Ma'asrot. Mm-hmm. If they would just would have said Mechila, they would be obligated to give Terumot Ma'asrot. But Hefker is Patur from Terumot Ma'asrot. Mm-hmm. So therefore, in order to alleviate them from any issues, Beklal, no Geze, no Terumot Ma'asrot, they would make it Hefker. So how would they do it? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shacharit, Balabait, Omer, Ve'omer. Sharit, Balabait says, of kol sheyilketu aniyim ayom, whatever the aniyim are going to pluck today, yeh hefker. Finish is going to be hefker. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, li'itote erev Omer. He does it close to the evening, and he says, kol shelaktu aniyim, yeh hefker. So what do you see according to Rabbi Dosa? Rabbi Dosa learns, how do you say, kol shelaktu, that means it was in their hands already. Oh, and Rabbi Yohanan, you said that Rabbi Dosa and Sinu'in said the same thing. That's mashma that Sinu'in hold, that you're not making the pinyon till the aniyim got it in their hands. Just like Rabbi Dosa said it by the past tense, that you do it in the evening. Whatever they collected already, you're making hefker. So therefore, that's a problem against Rabbi Yohanan, because how could you make a pigeon? You answer the question. How did you answer the question? Oh, talking about shiilkat, whatever they're going to pluck. Oh, so you're doing it in the future, still in your possession. But Rabbi Yohanan, you yourself said that Sinu'in and the Bidusa are saying the same thing, and the Bidusa is past tense, because he said by Likat Shechal Pe'ah that the guy comes at the end of the day, the Malamaz, whatever they plucked already should be hefker. And Sinu'in is saying the same thing. So the Gemara is a very easy answer. Ipuch to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Yehuda. Switch Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, instead of making Rabbi Dosa the opinion that says at the end of the day the guy gets something, whatever they pluck, make Rabbi Dosa the shita that says in the beginning of the day. He says whatever they're going to take is going to be, if Kiwit's still in his possession, therefore you have no problem of Rabbi Dosa and Sinu'in saying the same thing. Comes the Gemara and says, Amai apakt matnita. Why did you switch the version of the Braita? Rabbi Dosa and Sinu'in, apecha le Rabbi Yohanan. Just switch Rabbi Yohanan. Ve'ema Sinu'in ve'Rabbi Yehuda amru davar echad. Very good. For the same money, you could say that Rabbi Yehuda said, Sinu'in and Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. Just like Rabbi Yehuda in the unrevised Braita. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? In the morning, the Baal HaBayit gets up and says, whatever they're going to pick. Oh, good. So Tzinu'in said the same thing. Well, whatever the Gezlanim are going to take, when it's still his possession, but they're making a pigeon right now. So therefore, why did you have to change the Braita? Just change the Yohanan and say, Tzinu'in v'Rabbi Yehuda. Omrim davar echad. That's the Gemara's question. Amre lo sagya de lo mitapechat matnita. The Be'ach Matnitin Katani di itle Rabbi Yehuda berera. Veshamainan de Rabbi Yehuda be'alma deletle berera. Oh, Rashi. She says, bottom Rashi. De itle Rabbi Yehuda berera. Let's review what berera means. Retroactive selection. De ka'amar. Kol sheyilkot. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, according to our text in the Braita, said what? In the morning, the Balabait gets up and says, whatever these anim are going to take, is going to be afkir. The chilakit, whatever they end up taking, amrinan, hubrar, shezeh, hefkir. Va'afal pi she'en Balabait yodeya b'shaharit, deshema lo yilkot yoter al dinam. Right, we're not sure that the anim are going to take anything. So it's hubrar lemafle, that when he takes the item that was illegal, that's what we say retroactively. He meant in the morning when he made his declaration. So comes again what Gibran says. How come you didn't? How come you switched the braita? So Gibran says, I'm going to tell you why. Lo saga de lo metapecha matnitam. Which means you have no choice but to change the braita. Lo saga, you have no choice. Why? Because based on the text of the braita, the Buddha is working with berera. Because the way our text has it in the morning is whatever he's going to do. That's a berera subject. And we know, generally speaking, Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to berera. So therefore, it can only be Rabbi Yehuda held that whatever they picked already, okay, now it's in their hands, there's no berera anymore. The items that they took are making ifkir. But to do it in a future way, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda ever said that, because Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to berera. So we had no choice but to change the braita. How do you know Rabbi Yehuda holds of, does not hold of berera, ditnan? We have a Mishnah. Halokeyah yayin miben hakutim. A guy's taking wine from the kutim. Rashi. Top line. Okay. Yayin miben hakutim. Be'erim Shabbat. Ben Hashem Hashot Kedei Tani. Ben Hashem Kedesh Alav Ayom. Now what happens? Shabbat came. Ve'en lo mal lishtot ben Shabbat. Ve'en lo penai lafrish. He did not take out terumot and ma'asrot. And he has a jug of wine. The kutim, they don't take terumot ma'asrot. So what is he going to do now? Shabbat came already. Omer, he says, Shene lugin she'ani atid lafrish harehen teruma. Too long that I'm destined to take for teruma, it's already teruma. Asara and 10% ma'aser rishon. Tisha ma'aser sheni. Which means 10% of what's ever left over is going to be already ma'aser sheni. Umehal, maze umehal, Rashi. Mehal motzi ma'asir sheni lechudin al ma'ot sheyesh lo bebayit. Oh, he has money in his house. So really the ma'asir sheni that's in the wine, he transfers it to the money. Demash sheyesh lo penai l'taken yitaken. Da'abi amira ba'al masagi. Right, ma'asir sheni, you could fix verbally. So what does the guy do basically once Shabbat comes? He comes along and says, Terumah that's in there, Tulugin. Okay, it's on the side. And what? Maaser Rishon. No problem. And Maaser Sheni also is in there. But let me fix the Maaser Sheni. Whatever I can do, I'm going to do. Maaser Sheni, I'm going to transfer it to the coin that's in my drawer. Nice. Good. So therefore, Maaser Sheni is covered.
Yeah.
Kiddushah, I put on the coin. What do you have in the wine now floating in there? You got Tulugin of Terumah and 10% Maaser. Veshotemiyad. And then what? Drink. Dibre Rabbi Meir. What's pshat? Berera. I say that what? Whatever I'm drinking is not the terumah masir. Whatever was left over in the bottle, lemafreya, I say that was the item that was selected terumah masir. Because you cannot drink terumah masir. But if you use berera, I say retroactively, whatever was left over in the bottle, that is the terumah masir. Good? That's the Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, no good. Why? Delet lehu berera, lomar min achulin ushoteh v'teruma ma'aser ishon utarim benod. So therefore you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a berera, therefore we had no choice but to change the braita. Amre, the Gemara says, sof, sof, Amai ka'apechat la lematnitin. Why did you change the braita? Mishum dakasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. because she had a problem with the Biudah's opinion by Berera. Because we know the Biudah does not hold the Berera. And therefore you must flip the Beraita and say that it's talking about that when the Anim already picked the items already, then the Biudah says you make it Ifkir. That's not Berera. That's already selected already. So everything's good. You still have a problem. You have a problem from Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amat Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tema kol nilqat, ela ema kol mitlaqet. What did you do for Rabbi Yochanan? You changed the statement and you said it means kol mitlaqet, which means whatever was, or mitlaqet means whatever will be, which means it's still in his possession. You had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told me a rule. Something that's not in your possession, you cannot make Ekdesh. Good. So similarly, something in my possession, I cannot make Pidyon. Also, he fixed it for me. He said, Kula mitlaket. Meaning it's still in my possession now, but whatever's still in my possession now that's going to be taken out, I'm making the Pidyon now. Oh, good. Which means, obviously you're saying what? Alma itle berera. How is that working with berera?
Because I don't know what they're going to take.
Which means I don't know what they're going to take. Exactly. So retroactively, whatever they're going to take, I say that's the item that I was put there in the present. Good. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, Rabbi Yochanan let the berera. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know the berera, but the Amar of Aseh, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Go back to the story. Ha'achin shehalku lekuhot hen u'mahazirim ze laze bayobel. Rashi. We had this case several times. Lekuhot hen. What are they doing over here? Ha'achim shehalku is the story of the brothers. What? They have a inheritance. They have a Yerusha. So we look at it as, when we divide the inheritance, we look as each one purchased his chelek from his brother. Which means, I took this piece over here, so then you get another piece keneged it, which is the similar value. Ahim shehalku lekuchoten. We look at it as if it was divided equally as a sale. Okay? Oh, and therefore what? Umahzirim ze la ze bayovel. Rashi. In Yovel, what's going to happen? In Yovel, all the properties go back to the middle again. What's going on in this case? Look at Rashi. Likuchoten velo amrin en uvrara davar sheze chelek magia lechol echad veyirusha lo kamar achmara de tedar. אלא אמרים לחיל כושר זה היה ראוי לזה והחליפו ועריהו כמקה ועוזים אלפים ביובל. We have a rule. Person gets a Yerusha. Yovel comes. What's the deal in Yovel? All properties go back to the original owner. Mm-hmm. Do we say that by Yerusha? No. Generally speaking, Yerusha, whoever's Yoresh keeps it. However, we have a law. Ha'achim shechalku, when brothers are making a haluka, we look at it as if it is a sale. What's the normal deal of a sale? Once Reuven comes, it goes to the original. Therefore, I say what? Reuven got this piece. Shimon got a piece, keneged it, equal. He got this. Once Reuven comes, I don't say that the piece that Reuven got is the piece that was Huvrar l'mafreya that was indeed his Yerusha. Because if I say Berera, then this is what he was supposed to get. But I say, no, you're dividing it up. How are you supposed to divide it up? I got a big field of it. You know what? You take $1,000 worth of this piece. I'll take $1,000 worth of this piece. You take $1,000. But bottom line, we're dividing. It's like a sale. Therefore, once your veil comes, put it all back in the middle again, and then you have to redivide it again. If I would say Berera, I would say, no, once already you'll give me $1,000 a parcel of land, and he's getting $1,000, that's the parcel that my father was Morish me from the beginning. Therefore, it's a Yerusha. But if, and if Yohanan says that what? You say ha'achim shehalku areke, because you see, doesn't hold of berera. Oh, so you have a contradiction of Yochanan himself. Question. Here he holds ha'achim shehalku no berera, but by the case of the pidyon, you're telling me, saying whatever they're going to pick, I'm making the pidyon now. But that is berira. So you have a stira. You fixed the bihuda. Without a bihuda, you switched the braita. What? Vechir bihir yohanan, you fixed? You still have a problem, yohanan. You have a stira in him, in his shita, in berira. Comes the Gemara and says, Ela le'olam kol ha'nilqat. Oh. So go back to the original way. That what? Kol ha'nilqat is whatever was picked already. No, nilqat which was picked already. Which means, go back to the original statement that Rabbi Yohanan said. Sinu'in and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. And just like Rabbi Dosa said, in the case of the Lekech Champe'ah, Rabbi Dosa's shita was what? That the Baal HaBayit, at the end of the day, says, whatever was picked, what's in the hands of the Gannavim now, I'm going to make Yefkir. Rabbi Yohanan said the same thing. Sinu'im said the same thing. And therefore, what are they saying? Whatever the Ganav stole, already I'm going to make a pidyon. Whatever they took, I'm going to make a pidyon. Oh, so therefore that at least works out that Rabbi Yohanan and Sinu'im said the same thing. We have a problem with Rabbi Yohanan, but... Because Rabbi Yohanan, I thought you all that once it's in somebody else's reshut, you cannot make it hikdesh. So therefore, if it's in somebody else's reshut, how could you make it a pidyon? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan, stama acharina ashkach. Rabbi Yohanan found another stam mishnah. Why? What did he find? What's the stam mishnah that he found? It says like this: Litnan. Ein agonev ahar agana meshalem tashlumei kefil. What do we learn? We know this already. A ganav pays kefil. Gonev and a ganav does not pay kefil. Good. Amai, bishlama leganav rishon no meshalem. I understand why it doesn't have to be kefil to the first guy, to the ganav rishon. Vigunam bebetaish lo mebetaganav. That's right, because Torah says, only when you steal from the betaish, from the owner, but not from the ganav. So I understand why you don't have to pay the ganav kefil, because he is not the ba'alim. Ela the ba'alim nishalem. But why shouldn't he have to pay the charai? He should have to pay to the owner.
Double.
Which means, gonev and a ganav, eno mishalem kefil. It's not eno mishalem kefil to nobody. Charai, why? Let's analyze. Because this is the gonev b'ta'ish. Okay, so the ganav is not b'ta'ish. This is gonev and a ganav. Okay, so don't pay kefil to the ganav, but pay to the original owner. Because it's like you're stealing from him. It's still his. That's the havamina. It's still his. So Gemara says, El alav, what's the pshat? But still his, but. That's the havamina. But still his. Still the owner's. Oh, but what's the answer? El alav shma mina, ze lefi she'eno shelo.
It's not his.
The ganav, it's not his. Veze lefi she'eno. Virshuto. And the original owner, you're right, it's his, but it's not his reshut. So therefore, you don't pay kefil to me either. So therefore, he found a stam mishnah. Let's go back to Rabbi Yohanan. Now found another mishnah that gives the sevara. Ze she'eno shelo, ze she'eno virshuto. And that's the stam mishnah that Rabbi Yohanan can use for hekdesh. And therefore, if a person steals something, he cannot make it hekdesh, nor can the original owners make it hekdesh. Rashi, please. Rashi says, Rabbi Yohanan stama acharina ashkach. Now, in order to appreciate what we just did over here, because the whole Gemara started off, Rabbi Yohanan holds like stam mishnah. Rule. And we found the stam mishnah of Tzinu'in. And once we found the mishnah of Tzinu'in, we had all problems. Because the Sinu'im came along and told me I could make it Hifkir even when it's in the Ganav's hands. So we had to switch Sinu'im around. I'm switching Sinu'im because we had a problem with Rabbi Dosa. And then we had a problem with the Breit of Rabbi. We had problems all over the place with the Sinu'im. So we said, oh, you know what? Rabbi Yohanan, forget about that whole piece. Really, Rabbi Yohanan has another Stam Mishnah that he found in the world. And the Stam Mishnah clearly says, by Golev Mera Ganav, Ze Lefi She'eno Shelo, Ve Ze Lefi She'eno Bersuto. And it's like Stam Mishnah. V'shalom al Yisrael. Now that she over here has to fix one more problem for us. Very good. Because, okay, very nice. So you want to keep the Braita as it is, don't change the Braita. The Yehuda said, you do it in the morning for what's going to happen in the future. Berira. Oh. We have a problem. The Yehuda does not hold of Berira, as we saw by the barrel of wine. So, okay, cancel that whole sugya, keep the Braita as it is, but bottom line, the Braita cannot be legitimate. Because it's still out of Yehuda, the Yehuda. So that she fixes that. She says, V'ikasha. That she remembers the B'yohanan. V'ikasha. Like we learned earlier in Chas. Then you know what Yehuda says? You can't say, let the two log be tiruma and let 10% be. We thought because there's no berera. And therefore you're going to drink the tiruma. No, really, he holds a bit about his work. What's going to end up happening? Maybe the jug of wine is going to break. And if it breaks retroactively, you ended up drinking wine that you didn't give to the Motamazo. Doesn't do it. There is Berera. Really, when I'm drinking the wine on Shabbat, I say I'm drinking the good part. And whatever's left over is going to be my Terumah. Oh, so why can't I do it? And what if the barrel breaks? Now already, you didn't give to the Motamazo. Now retroactively, you ended up drinking Tevil. A different reason. So don't worry about Rabbi Yohanan. Keep the Braita like it is. And keep Rabbi Yohanan that says Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. They did say the same thing. And what? Just keep... but you said Halakha Stam Mishnah. Oh, we found another Stam Mishnah. And that's who Rabbi Yohanan subscribes to this other Stam Mishnah that says Zeh She'eno She'lo by Goliv and Agarav Vezeh Lefi She'eno Bereshuto. Now the Gemara just has one more question. So I got two Stam Mishnahs.
Yeah, it's
annoying. You tossed two Stam Mishnahs. Why did your opinion become formulated from the Mishnah of these Goreb and Aganav that says, Zeh She'eno She'lo V'zeh She'eno B'Reshuto? What about the one of Sinu'in? Sinu'in Stam Mishnah taught me what? If it's not in your Reshut, you cannot make a pidyon on it. I'm sorry. If it's not, even though it's not in your Reshut, you can't make a pidyon. So therefore, who told you to take this Stam that you cannot make Hekdesh Shelo B'Reshuto? Take the Stam of Sinu'in that you can't make Hekdesh. No answers. I'll tell you why. Mishum de Mesaya Lekra. He had a Pasuk to back him up. The ish ki yagdish it beto kodesh to Hashem ma beto b'reshuto av kol b'reshuto. He had a pasuk that says hegdesh is written next to the word bayit. Just like a bayit is in your possession, so to only things that are in your possession can you make hegdesh, as opposed to things that are not in your reshut. So the pasuk backed them up. That's why posek like Stam Mishnah of Goneb ben Aganav, Zesh Che'eno She'lo V'zesh B'Reshuto, and he did not posek like the Stam Mishnah of Sinu'in. So again, the Gemara said on the previous daf that Rabbi Yohanan said Sinu'in and Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Echad. To review the case of the Sinu'in, that was a scenario where a person had a field of Netar Reva'i. The field Netar Reva'i is Kodesh. The guy was worried that the Gannabim were going to come and take it and eat from Netar Reva'i. So basically the Gemara said that the Tzinu'im would say, whatever they take is going to become Padui. Good. That was Tzinu'im. What did the Bidosa say? Similar situation where they were worried about Ani'im, that they're going to take things that don't belong to them. So the Bidosa said, whatever the Ani'im take should be Hefker. Whatever they took already should be Hefker. Good. So that was Tzinu'in and the Bidosa Amru Davar Echad. Now Abaye comments on this statement. Amar Abaye Ilav the Amar Rabbi Yohanan Tzinu'in with the Bidosa Amru Davar Echad. If it wasn't for that statement of Rabbi Yohanan that said that they're saying the same thing, Havamina Tzinu'in Itlihud Rabbi Dosa, I could have argued and said Tzinu'in might agree to the Bidosa's deen. However, the Rabbi Dosa with Rabbi Dosa let the Tzinu'in. If you think about it outside for a second, they were talking about two different cases. Tzinu'in were talking about people that were taking Neta Reva'i, Gannavim, and according to Rabbi Dosai, he was talking about Ani'im. So could be, you could be a little more lenient by Ani'im, that once they took it, okay, for the sake of Ani'im, to make an ifkir, even though it's not in your reshut. Whereas you could argue by a ganav that took netare ba'i, maybe when it's not in the reshut, maybe we won't be so lenient. Which means, the Gemara says, sinu'in itnu de Rabbi Dosa. Sinu'in, they will hold of Rabbi Dosa, because sinu'in say their law even by ganav. So kol sheken, they'll say it by an ani. And they say, Uma beganav, adu rabbanan takanta, and what? By a thief. They're taking the neta deva'i, and what? The rabbis made a takana to say what? That even though it's not in his possession, they're able to make a halul. Aniyim sericha lememar. Do you have to tell me that they would make a takana by the aniyim? However, the bidosa, let the detzinu'in. Because I would say, aniyim, hu de'avdu lehu rabbanan takanta. By the aniyim, that's where the rabbis made a takana in order to make sure the aniyim have their leket. Aval ganav lo avdu lerabbanan takanta. So that's why the Yohanan comes along and says, no, the bidosa and the and are saying the same thing. Because I could have thought you could make a chiluk between them, because one is talking about ganav and one is talking about aniyim. That's the first comment. Now we have another comment. Amarava. If it was not for that statement of Rabbi Yohanan, Hava Amina Man Tanat Sinu'in, I would say, who is the opinion of Sinu'in? Rabbi Meiri. Why? Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, because we know Rabbi Meir holds generally Ma'asir Mamon Gavoa. Then when it comes to Ma'asir Sheni, Ma'asir Sheni is considered Ekdesh. It's considered Mamon Gavoa. Va'afidu Aki, and still, when it comes to making pidyon on ma'asir sheni, ukme rachmana b'rishuteh, we consider the ma'asir sheni in your possession, le'anyan, that you're able to make a pidyon. Dichtiv, v'im ga'od yig'al ish m'ma'asro, hamishito yosef alav, kariye rachmana ma'asro, v'mosif homesh, which means, we know that ma'asir sheni is kodesh. According to Mimir, it's considered Kodesh. And still the Hadush of it is, it's in my possession, li'anyan, that if I need to make a pidyon on it, I'm able to make a pidyon. And we also know, Kerem Rebai Nameh, Gamar Kodesh, Kodesh Mema'asin. And we have the Gezerah Shava, it says Kodesh Mema'asin Sheni, and it says Kodesh by Kerem Rebai. Kiti Vaka, it says by Kerem Rebai, Kodesh Hilulim. It says by Maaser, V'chol Maaser Alz B'zer Alz B'priya Yisrael Hashem Hu Kodesh. Ma Kodesh Tichtiv Kabe Maaser Afa Gavde Mamon Gavoa Hu Tanyan P'diyah Kmei Nachmana B'rishuteh. Just like by Maaser Sheni. Even though the item is Kodesh, we say what? It's considered in my possession to make it Pidyon. Af Hai Kodesh Nameh. So too, the Kodesh of Hilulim, Dikhtib Gabeh Kerem Reba'i, by Kerem Reba'i, Afagav Dinab Mamon Dideh, we know it's not, it's Mamon. Le'anyan Ahuleh, le'anyan making a Hilul on it, Ukmeh Rachmana B'rishuteh. Why? Deha Ki Iteh B'rishuteh Nameh Halav Dideh. Because even when it is in your possession, it's really not in your possession. And still we allow you to make a chilul or pidyon. But since by leket, since the mamon is really his, only maybe I'll say when it's in his possession he can make it ifkir. It's not his possession. No, that's why the Yohanan come along and say, it's saying the same thing about the outside. Without Rabbi Dosa's interpretation of what Rabbi Yohanan said it, and Sinu'in, I would have said, oh, you know what the logic of Sinu'in is? This? Sinu'in is a hadush that says, well, I can make a hilul on something that's out of my possession. Which means that Ganav took it away. Now Ganav's holding it in his hand. I'm saying, oh, it's called a hilul. I don't want him to eat it. Oh, you know what? Pidyon. Hilul. Whatever, it's not in his possession. Oh, you know why? Because Kerem Reva'i and Ma'asishni are the similar deen. What are they similar about them? They're both considered Kodesh. Kodesh basically is not in your possession. Kodesh is in God's possession. And still what? We know by Ma'asir Sheni, even though it's Kodesh, I can still make Pidyon. Hu Adin, Kerem Reba'i, even though it's not in my possession, it's in my possession physically, but it's not in my possession, it's Kodesh. And still I can make a Pidyon, a Hilul. So that means even though when it's by me, it's not by me. So I said, that's why he says, when the Ganav took the kerem reba'i, even though it's not in my possession, I can make a hilul. Because even when it is in my possession, it's not in my possession. Because it's Kodesh. But she ain't kerem when it comes to the aniyim, kerem leket is in my possession. So I'm saying maybe only when it's my mamon, I can make it if can. But once it leaves the mamon, goes into the ani's hands, maybe I can't make it. Kamashvan Rabbi Yohanan? No. Sinu'in and Rabbi Yohanan said this. Sinu'in and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. That even by mamon of leket, they can make if can, even if it's in the ani's hands. That's the second comment regarding Rabbi Yohanan. Now we get to the third comment. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. He loved the Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Sinu'in and Rabbi Dosa amru davar echad. If it was not for the fact that he said the same things, Sinu'in and Rabbi Yohanan and Rabbi Dosa, what would I have said? Avamin, I would have said, Mantana Sinu'in, I would say, who's the author of this Mishnah of Sinu'in? Rabbi Dosa he. Oh, I would say it's Rabbi Dosa himself. Which means, Ki echi delot tikshe, stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yohanan, which means we had a problem. Rabbi Yohanan holds like stam mishnas through stam mishnas. You have a stam mishnah with one opinion on it, and it's machma that's a stam opinion that everybody holds like it because that's what's written in stam. It's no machloket. So Rabbi Yohanan holds like stam mishnah, and a stam mishnah said by Tzinu'in that Tzinu'in they're able to make pidyon on the kerem rabbi, even if it's out of the reshut. Oh, what do you mean? If that's a stam mishnah, Rabbi Yohanan cannot agree with that stam mishnah because he clearly said hekdesh, you can only make hekdesh when it's in your reshut. But once somebody steals hekdesh, the ganav cannot make it. When somebody steals an item, the ganav cannot make it hekdesh because it's not shelo. And the owner cannot make it exist because it's not b'reshuto. Beautiful, I got you, Rabbi Yohanan, very nicely. And then at the same time, you tell me hadakat k'stam mishnah, and we got a stam mishnah called the stam mishnah of Tzinu'in that say that these Tzinu'in, these Hasidim, used to make pidyon on kerem rebai outside of their reshut. So we had a problem. So you know how I can answer it? I'll say very simple. That mishnah of Tzinu'in is Rabbi Dosa, and we have a rule. When does Rabbi Yochanan hold like a stam mishnah? When it's everybody's opinion. But if the stam mishnah is following a da'at yachid, then Rabbi Yochanan does not subscribe to that stam mishnah. And therefore I would say, ki heki delo tikshe stam mishnah to Rabbi Yochanan. V'Rabbi Yochanan, ki stam yachida'a lo amar. But what? That's what I would have said if Rabbi Yochanan did not tell me that Nabi Dosa and Sinu'in are saying the same thing. I would have said that the Mishnah of Tzinu'in is indeed Rabbi Dosa. What does that help me? Because now we have it's a stam Mishnah, but it's a da'at yahid, it's Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Yohanan is not bound to posek like Rabbi Dosa. Therefore, I have no problem with my contradiction. But once Rabbi Yohanan came along and said, I'm sorry, Rabbi Dosa and Tzinu'in are saying the same thing, that means they're two different opinions. There's Rabbi Dosa and there's Tzinu'in. Oh, so now already we have to answer the stam mishnah Tzinu'in, how Rabbi Yohanan is going to work it out. So basically what the Gemara just did was, it took this statement of Rabbi Yohanan, Tzinu'in v'Rabbi Dosa v'Davar Echad, and gave three reasons why I would have thought not like that. And that's what the Gemara comes along and says, no, Yefilu Achi, they are saying the same thing. Let's review quickly outside the three reasons why I would have thought Tzinu'in and Rabbi Dosa are not saying the same thing. Number one, Tzinu'in is talking about a case of a ganav, thieves that take my kerem reba'i. Rabbi Dosa is talking about a case of an ani that takes something that doesn't belong to him. So I would have said, could be just because we're lenient by aniyim, doesn't mean we're lenient by ganavim. Kamash malan, they said the same thing. Okay, that's the first chadush. Second hadus, I would have said, maybe the whole reason that I'm lenient by Kodesh Elulim, by Kerem Rebai, to make it pidyon outside of my reshut, because the whole deen of Kerem Rebai is outside of my reshut. Even when it's in my reshut, it's out of my reshut. Because why? Because it's Kodesh. Just like Maaseh Sheni, Kodesh, Kodesh. But I would say maybe by Mamon of Leket, which is my money, maybe I could only make it if when it's a minus shoot. Kamash Ma'adad, that even that, you can make it hefker outside of the shul. There'll be no safek shem lo davar achad. Thirdly, I would have said tsnu'in is Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa is the author of the Mishnah of Tsinu'in. And therefore, what do I gain by that? Rabbi Yochanan does not have a problem because he holds halakha k'stam Mishnah. And I would say that that Mishnah of Tsinu'in is not a stam Mishnah anymore because it's a da'at yachid. But Rabbi Yochanan is fine. That's why Rabbi Yochanan goes, no, Tsinu'in and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. And then we'll give out Tsinu'in and Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Then we have to go answer it based according to the Gemara that we had before. So there's three reasons why I would have thought not like Rabbi Yochanan said. Kamasha Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, Tzinu'in, Rabbi Dosa, indeed said the same thing. Amen.